Over the years, I can't count the number of times I've said the name Mike McGrath and you followed it up with crabgrass. Yes, it's because this guy keeps us from having our lawns ruined by crabgrass. WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Temperatures moved up this week. That means we got to worry about that crabgrass.
I have never seen anything like this before. 30 years, man and boy, in this business. I was monitoring the soil temperatures last week. You know, soil temperature is measured 4 inches down. It moves as slowly as the traffic on the Beltway. On Thursday, it was 44. On Monday, it was 53.
Wow.
That's like the sun exploding. I have never seen it jump that high.
Well, you got a busy backyard.
We had that little mini heat wave blast.
Mm-hmm.
When I went out that day, I was out the whole day, my peonies had broken the ground and they were about an inch high out of the ground. When I got back that evening, I didn't believe it, so I measured them. They had grown 8 inches in one day.
Are they on steroids?
This is out of control. No, this is a totally natural garden. All my plants will get into the Hall of Fame. Thank you very much. You
know, so,
at least if they have the numbers. No, you're absolutely right. The time is now. Go, go, go for crabgrass control.
For folks who are just going to be spending their first weekend in the garden, what's the first thing to tackle?
Typically, we want people to put corn gluten meal down and then wet it. But because everything's wet now, getting it down while the grass is still wet is going to have the same effect. But we are out of time. Next weekend will be too late for a lot of people, or you'll only be able to stop half the crabgrass from germinating.
Good stuff.
This is the big time to do it. And that's good because it's really the only sensible thing to do. One thing I got to make clear is you never want to cut your lawn when it's wet. You'll rip the grass blades apart, and it'll take months for that lawn to recover.
Why is he looking at us when he says that?
Yes, we know. You guys jumped the gun.
Yeah.
What you can do this weekend, in addition to spreading corn gluten meal to prevent crabgrass, is to get your lawnmower blade sharpened or get a new blade.
Good advice.
Cutting with a dull blade is just as deleterious to your grass as cutting a wet lawn.
Mike, we have to say goodbye. Thank you. That's good word, though. All right, Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.